Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of experiencing you, drawing close and partaking of the days that has been written for us, Lord, and so that we can have your spirit leading, your spirit, your favor, because we're staying in tune with you. Thank you, Lord. We fearfully and wonderful, we were fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's womb, relevant to our predestination, and the days are laid out for us. So we thank you. Commit this day to you, another day. Your will be done, your kingdom come in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 139 from verse 16 to 18, Amplified Translation. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet there was none of them even taking shape. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you see, we've gone backwards one verse and we've made the readings a bit shorter today, because tomorrow we can finish off nicely. And it's so important what we've got here, you know. Here we can see, you know, that which God predestined for us. He has brought about even that plan, that the uniqueness of predestined in Christ, holy and blameless, is God is not a man to change his mind. So that's a reality. And then here we can see, even when we were formed in our womb, you know, he remembers and reminds us, you know, that that's why we are here. We are here relevant to his plan for us at this time. And then he goes on to say in that, because our days were written and every day appointed for us, you know, is there in the book. So that's why it's so important to draw close to the Lord, just as Jesus said right at the beginning of his walk, your will, O God, in the scroll of the book it is written. It's written of me, and a body you prepared for me. So he lived out the Father's will from baby into maturity, then paid the price, and now he's still that the fullness of the love plan for him is taking place as he's restoring all things as he has called us, and we are now experiencing him on a daily basis relevant to his will. The time and procedures is in his hand and he's leading us. And then we can go on to see here, what would we find in drawing close to the Lord, wanting to partake of our name? We wake up to the thoughts of God. Remember what the Lord said to Peter. He said, get behind me, because your thoughts are not the thoughts of God, but the thoughts of man. So we see God has got mighty plans for us, and that's what we got to tap into. And then we can see some important, beautiful keys. Is that in Luke 10, where Jesus has called the disciples, they're obedient to him, they listen to him, and they go out and they come back rejoicing because the spirits were subject to them. And then the Lord says in that, yes, that is, the spirits are subject to you. And you will trample on them and you will overcome. But then he says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And then he goes and he gets excited and he says, praise God, I see Satan fall out of heaven now. The heaven has got no place for him, in the same way the earth has got no place for him when we wake up to what the Lord is saying to us, and we stay and we don't get turned aside like in these days now. We are really being attacked, and so much nonsense is going on, but we're not to think on nonsense. We're not to partake of nonsense. We are supposed to partake of our heavenly blessing. Set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ. And then we will be in the right place, and knowing the Father and Son, hearing from them, and then seeing signs and wonders come happen, and Satan being defeated in us walking together with our Lord. So it's about staying in tune, developing on schedule. God loves you. God's got a plan for you. He's the potter. We the clay. We developing character. And that's like our tree getting stronger and stronger so we can bear the fruits. And what would be the beautiful fruits? Jesus says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So we develop from baby to young man, young woman, to fathers who know their Lord. And knowing that Lord is knowing him in all our seasons, baby, young man, and father. Why? So we can bring about the relevant changes, the answers, the goodness of heaven that is destined for this earth, and stay in tune with our God. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.